All right, hello everybody. Welcome to Flagship Digital Insights with myself, Ben Taylor. And today we have the show organisers from the Balearic Yacht Show. Alice is here joining us today. Alice, if you could just explain a little bit about what we're going to talk about and the Balearic Yacht Show, that would be amazing.
Perfect. So hi everyone. I'm Alice. I'm the project coordinator for the Balearic Yacht Show. The Balearic Yacht Show is the first virtual yacht show in the Balearic Islands. It's going to be connecting all of the biggest marine companies and boats from here with the rest of the world. We're going to see lots of conferences, networking, exhibitor stands, lots of things related to the industry. So we're looking forward to it.
Okay, and how did this idea come about? Because all sorts has happened in 2020. It's been a mess, to say the least.
Yeah.
But where did it really come from? Where did it start?
So one of the boat shows we have in the Balearics is called the Palma Boat Show. It's in April every year. Unfortunately, it was cancelled this year, like with pretty much every boat show or yacht show. So after that happened, and talking to the industry and the companies here, you know, they were still missing the chance to communicate with the rest of the world and to, you know, have this connection that they normally get in physical shows. So between the Mallorca Chamber of Commerce, which is a public company here that helps businesses within the islands and within Mallorca, as well as the Balearic Marine Cluster, which is an association of quite a lot of the big companies here on the islands, a mixture of refit, boats, services and more. They've decided to create the Balearic Yacht Show back in the summer. Since then, we've been really pushing it and making it happen. And now we've just got 3 weeks to go. And we've got loads of great conferences lined up and 50 plus exhibitors and we're really, full power.
Yeah, it's exciting. So I've talked to a few contacts in the industry just about the Balearic Yacht Show and they've heard of it and there's quite a lot of buzz around it. But what's been the general reaction from marine companies looking to exhibit or attend and things like that?
Well, luckily, you know, it's something new that hasn't really been done before. So we weren't sure what kind of reaction we're going to get, but as this idea really came from the industry and the companies here, we've had really just completely positive feedback from everyone. People want to be involved, even if it is something new, you know, things are changing and we're becoming more and more digital. So, you know, pretty much everyone has wanted to take part. Perhaps some companies have been a bit slower and wanted to see who's signing up and who's getting involved. But now with just 3 weeks to go, we've got a lot more positive interest and companies saying, hey, you know, I've seen them on there, I want to be there and take part in the first virtual yacht show in the Balearics. So
and it makes sense. I mean, it is fairly new. It's not got this proof of concept of a boat show that's happened for the last 20 years and that gets a regular marketing budget and things, but I suppose it's a risk that the companies really have to take to stay in the game and carry on developing business.
Well,
we've seen quite a few virtual shows, or at least claiming the title of a virtual show. So could you give us a little overview of how it's actually going to work and what kind of interactions take place and what it will kind of look like?
Yeah, I think we have seen a couple of virtual yacht shows back in the summer, like in different parts in the States and stuff. But one thing that the Balearic Yacht Show has really got is the 3 days. So it's the 18th, 19th and 20th of November. And there's 3 days of planned conferences, scheduled live events, live talks and networking, as well as each exhibitor has their own virtual stand. So whether you're a company or a boat, you can have a virtual stand on our site. It is virtual, but it's user-friendly. It's mobile-friendly. You know, it's accessible for everyone. It's a place to have your promotional materials, your videos, your description, your branding, even 3D videos. Some of them have got 3D tours of boats or 3D tours of shipyards. On top of that, we've got the list of conferences throughout the day from about 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. On each day of the event. We're going to have some really exciting speakers coming. Like I mentioned, we've got these networking rooms. So the platinum exhibitors, which is the highest tier, have got their own sort of private networking room where they can invite just the VIP ticket holders to come and have a discussion with industry professionals. And we even just confirmed in the last couple of days that we're going to have some live virtual tours also of parts of the Balearic Islands. So like areas closer to the sea, like there's a way for you to sort of be in the islands and see the destination from wherever you are in the world. So that's really exciting as well.
Yeah, and it becomes more of a show when you've got things like that, right? So it becomes an experience. a bit of a, well, I suppose it makes you want to go there, really.
Yeah, exactly. We need to promote the destination, and everyone should know about it, because they're, right in the middle of the Mediterranean. It's a perfect place.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I've heard rumours of VR elements, a bit of virtual reality coming into this. What part does that play in the show?
So yeah, virtual reality doesn't just mean you need a set of head, set of eye, oh, what are they called?
VR headsets. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. So VR doesn't mean you need the goggles that you need to see through. On our website, we're going to use these networking rooms from exhibitors. You'll be able to enter like as if you were in a real networking room or bar in an event, and mix with different people in the industry. You'll have an avatar. You can move around. You can talk. Use your microphone. You can even upload pictures and do things like drawing as well. The other VR element would be the 3D virtual boat tours, which some of the exhibitors are going to have in their stands as well. So it's the chance for you to just walk around the boat as if you were really on it, which is really exciting, because some of these things you can't do if your boat isn't actually in the physical event.
Yeah. I would also say that those elements haven't really been done at all, if not not very well. I always think like a 360 tour is, it's all right. I think without the kind of multi-user in one virtual room, it still becomes a bit of a kind of more like a series of images rather than actual interaction. So I really like that. That's really cool.
And it will be invite only, so you know it's not just a room full of 100 people. It's targeted to the VIP ticket holders, and it's going to be controlled, so you know it should work well.
All right, so could you get me a bit excited, like show me what's so special about the show, what's so impressive about it, because we're hearing quite a lot that it's distinguished and it's differentiated from the other shows. How have you done that?
Of course. Well, as I mentioned, it's the first virtual yacht show in the Mediterranean. The Balearics themselves have such a great infrastructure of professional companies here, like based here from different areas. Like I said, refit, maintenance, services, marinas, and boats themselves. The platform is user friendly. It's mobile friendly. You can access from anywhere in the world with an internet connection. So it's open for everyone and really is connecting the Balearics to the rest of the world and opening it up digitally. During these 3 days of the show, we're going to have like such a really scheduled list of conferences from some really top speakers in the industry, and the chance for you to connect with those main players in the industry, whether that's a company or an individual or a partner. This show is sustainable. There's no travel fees or costs for, you know, setting up the actual stand themselves. It's immensely cheaper than it would be to visit a physical show. So yeah, it's really just a way to digitalize the industry and bring these companies to an online presence in a way that they might not have done before, because, you know, this industry is so based on physical events. So yeah, it's just a way to push it digital, which is the way forwards now.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that from the digital marketing that I do. There's just going into companies and saying, look, you've not done anything digital. And then obviously the don't say it too loud, the pandemic's happened. And
we can't ignore it.
They have to do it. And it is a huge challenge, but it's also a massive task to put on a digital show like you're doing. Hence, it takes all these big organizations. It takes a long time. And it's a huge amount of organizations. So, yeah, it's really impressive that you guys are the first, certainly in the Mediterranean, but also with all the elements you've talked about, it sounds like a really good effort at trying to make this happen. Okay, good stuff. And so how consumer focused is it, or is it quite trade focused, or is it a mix of both? Will be opportunities for everyone there.
So when we were, you know, in the early process of setting up this event, we really thought about each of the buyer personas and the target that we want to focus on, which includes a mixture of captains are very important, also crew members, industry professionals, wherever they are in the world, but also consumers are really important. So anyone with some kind of interest in yachting or in marine life, they're also a really important target for us. we've kept this in mind when we're creating all of the different conferences and the speakers. So we've got something for everyone. We've got about five of these buyer personas, and we've really thought about everything we do in order to give each of them a place on the platform.
Right. Okay. And we touched a little bit on the networking, but how do visitors, if they're trade or consumers, discover brands or people that they don't already know about?
So there's a few different ways that people can sort of discover new brands and companies on the website. We've got a virtual map that's the main place where you can see different parts of different companies. Maybe I'll just share my screen quickly to give you an idea of how it looks like. So this is the virtual map that's already live on the platform. Cool. It's a way of categorizing each of our different exhibitors and also the conferences and press room, which has got our partners inside. And then when you click on this map, you'll scroll down and you'll see each of the exhibitors and companies that we've got here. And through here, you can go directly to their virtual stands. I'm not going to show you that just yet because we're going to be putting it live soon and it's still in the process.
Right. Okay. Right. We'll look out for that. Okay. So Alice, what are the plans after the show? So we've got this virtual boat show, virtual yacht show taking place. And then is that some kind of launch pad into future projects? How does that work?
So one important thing to mention is that the Balearic Yacht Show is being hosted on a platform that also was created by us, which is called Balearic Marine. So this is going to be like a hub of all the content related to the Balearic industry. It's going to be a place where we have lots of news, interviews, content. And we also want to use that space to add all of this conferences and really useful talks that we've done and keep them live for 365 days of the year. So yeah, if you visit the Balearic Marine platform after November, after the show's taking place, we're going to use that space to keep it updated and you know, is the hub of where you go and find out what's going on in the marine industry in the Balearics.
How many companies are involved?
So at the moment, we've already got just over 50 stands confirmed, which we're quite happy about. There's 3 weeks left, so we're still getting some more every day. But some of the top ones that we've got confirmed are STP, Port Adriano, E3 Systems, Athor Yachts, Evolution Yachts, and Marina Vela Barcelona. There are top platinum stands, which have the sort of bigger package and include some different elements on their stands, as well as extra marketing. So yeah, but if you want to, you can already visit our website, and if you click on map at the top, you can actually see the full list of all our exhibitors, whether that be a company, a boat, or a partner. So yeah, take a look.
Right, cool. And then just so that anyone who's listening can actually attend or get involved, how do the tickets work?
Okay, so this show, as I mentioned, it's open to everyone. It's open to everyone, basically. So there's two types of tickets, two tiers. There's the standard ticket and the VIP ticket. The standard ticket, you just need to go on the website and register. It's completely free. Then you'll have access to all of the conferences during the 3 days, as well as visit all the exhibitor stands. Then there's the VIP ticket, which is either invite only from some of the higher packages of exhibitors. Otherwise, it's payable on the website. So it's €80 plus VAT. If you have a VIP ticket, you also get access to some of these networking rooms I was talking about earlier. Because we really want to encourage, you know, people from the industry and the right kind of people to be in those rooms. So that's part of the VIP. Plus, if you visit the exhibitor stand, I'm just going to share my screen again. One thing that's like feedback from our exhibitors, it's really important because the main thing about a physical show is that you can have conversations with people, and you know, it's the social aspect and the networking. So one of the things we've included is the direct opportunity for people to request an appointment with the sales team or whoever it is that's going to be manning your stand. Later on, I think we're going to have the option to directly open a Zoom link, so there'll be someone available at a certain timetable and you can directly open the chat with them. Otherwise, you request the appointment by email and then you set a time to have a one-to-one meeting with them. So that's another element that just comes with the VIP ticket. If you want, I can just scroll down to show you how an exhibitor stand looks. So as I mentioned, there's the images, branding, description, links to all of their social networks, plus the website. There's a place to have photo gallery, videos, brochures, downloadable material, and the contact, of course.
Right, brilliant. I love the social aspect. I think that's the separator, and something that certainly virtual reality gets very close to, compared to websites and just flat screens and tech. But looks like a good show. I'll be coming along. That's in my diary for the 18th to the 20th of November. All right. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in for this week's Flagship Digital Insights with myself, Ben Taylor. Our guest this week has been Alice from the Balearic Yacht Show. We hope to see you again soon and see you all next week.